another minisode right here on the Chilluminati Patreon. Alex is still going. He's in it. He's lost.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Jesse is disgusted.
As always.
It's rainy over there in LA, so the boys are both feeling rainy sleepy, you know?
It's rainy, man. It's weird over here. It's been raining for like 5 years. It feels like we've like crossed into another timeline where it's rainy in LA.
No,
it's just wild because I think probably since Jesse moved here, there was like a drought. Like, wait, genuinely.
When did you move to LA, Jesse?
2012.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Oh, yeah, it's a big ass drought for years and years. Now it like rains all the time. And they said that there's not going to be a drought for like 2 years at least, which is crazy.
That's crazy. But
I also heard climate scientists saying that it's going to be like Seattle here soon, which kind of freaks me out. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
I don't know.
All right, well,
here's what
I
got.
Welcome to the minisode, everybody. Yeah. That's what you got for today?
No, I got this for you right here.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. You want to start us off then?
Yeah. Check this out. High strangeness on Reddit. UFO filmed in Northern Carolina with a rather toxic comment section. First of all, let's just look at the video clip. It's in slow motion. The OP put it here. I guess they were filming some birds around a tree, and about halfway through the clip, there's a big, fast-moving thing that you can see because of how much distance it covers as the frame. You know, there's 24 frames in a second, so you can just imagine how fast it's moving.
You see it for literally 6 frames. I counted them out. You see the thing zip through the middle for 6 frames.
So if you see it, it's basically like a thing like zips through a group of birds. And there's a couple of big thoughts about this in the comments. One of them is that it's a bird with its wings tucked in that's like in the mix. I don't think that if it is a bird that it's anywhere near whatever this group of birds is or has anything to do with this group of birds that's visible in the shot.
I have another the comments, but okay, continue. Sorry.
Another thing that people point out is that if you look, do you see this like sort of like branch cluster here at the top of the tree? You see like the three main spires of that branch cluster?
You're going to say what I see, I think.
So on the right branch cluster, if you look kind of like where I don't know if they're cotton balls or whatever they are, those little like white
flowers.
Tufts. If you look at like the bottom right tuft flower on the third to the right, like the rightest,
it's the
right
second
top
frame
spire
that this thing is in.
Yeah. There's debate. Because half the people seem to think that this thing is traveling in front of the, it's about 4 seconds, you can pause it, traveling in front of the tree or behind the tree. And when you actually zoom it in, which I, there's actually a link to somebody who did that in the comments here. I'll send you guys a link to it right here. It's going to be right here. This is a GIF of it zoomed in. And I think it even puts it into question even more whether it passes in front or behind the tree. Because when I look at it small, I'm like, oh, definitely in front. But when I look at it in the bigger of the two images, it looks like maybe it is actually behind it. And that I'm just getting kind of tricked by the bezeling of the tree. I don't know. I don't know what you guys think. But
it is incredibly convenient that the frame, like the way it was shot, is that at 4 seconds – it is to the left of the tree, and at 6 seconds, or I guess not even six, 5 seconds, it's to the right of the tree. So there's no, you can't ever tell if it's in front or behind. The only thing that is
just that one frame,
remotely, maybe it's in front, is if you look at 3 seconds, and if you look at the far right top little like bulb or whatever that is, that flower. And then you go to when it's on that side, it looks like it's in front of the flower.
Yeah, I was going to say the same. I'm looking at the GIF that you shared. And instead of the white flower blooming outward more, it gets squanched down a little bit by the figure being in front of it.
Yeah, by whatever it
does,
is.
It does, but I can like adjust my eyes and see that as like a visual trick of it being behind it. And it like looks just as legit to me. But here's another theory. Not quite another theory, but this is something else to consider. Here is a picture of a stealth bomber in profile compared to a falcon.
Yeah. And it looks like very similar to the shape that we see.
Yeah.
So you're saying that this could potentially just be a bird with its wings like
a falcon, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
There's all those little birds up there. Falcons are predators. They're going to, they will fucking attack little birds for food.
I think this is a pretty good piece of footage. I think that it's frustrating in a way because it's hard to tell whether it's in front or behind the tree, but either way, it's kind of interesting to me.
I mean, I would definitely say it's an honest piece of footage at least too. It's not fucking fucked with. It's just, it's moving fast. You only get it in a few frames.
In this context of these objects being in the frame, like birds, branches and stuff like that, something about that contextualizes it in a way to me where I feel like maybe it's a bird, right? Or maybe it's something like that. But in the context of a war zone with military cameras, an object darting in front of the screen like this, it always feels alien to me. So I don't know. I liked this one because it reminded me of those ones from the military that kind of like zammed through those like orbs. You know, obviously this one's not an orb, but, or maybe it is just an orb going very, very fast, but like something about this felt like that. And I just thought maybe the context would, I don't know. I don't know what you guys think.
It's still a cool video. There's an interesting
theory that the reason why it's going so fast isn't the speed, but it's relativity to the camera and the viewer. So if it's very small and close to them, it would zoom across the field of view because it's right there instead of being way in the distance.
Yeah.
Also very possible. Yeah. And that's why it's really important whether it's in front or behind the tree. But I really I couldn't tell you definitively.
Yeah.
Agreed. I see it both ways.
Well, let's keep to the alien theme then. And let's just talk about something we talked about in our text messages a little bit. But it's mini-sode worthy at the very least. The fucking little insectoid leak that kind of came, quote unquote, came out. Now, I haven't done my due diligence on this yet. I haven't had the time to dive deep because apparently these papers have been around since 1996. I have not been able to verify that yet, but I'm going to get you the link to the Twitter thread that it came from initially, a guy by the name Vlad the Alien on Twitter or X or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And I'm just going to read a little snippet, but go ahead and open it. It comes with pictures, diagrams, link, like a torn piece of paper from a Russian intelligence sources supposedly. Basically what he says, Vlad the Alien goes on to say, and is very reliable source, this document surfaced in 1996. Its authenticity is still debated, but it contains highly specialized and technical information with a lot of discoveries made ahead of its time, such as the existence of haploids, half the number of chromosomes in somatic cells, among worker termites. If it was faked, it required a large group of specialized expert biologists with a lot of time and effort involved. It contains so much technical information that it is unreadable for the general population, which, you know, whatever the fuck that means. But I don't know if that's true. I don't know if these have been around since 1996. Again, I have not been able to verify it at all. I haven't had the time to really deep dive. I plan on it. But we're just going to read what he says. And you boys have a picture in this thread. I've also sent you one on Twitter. We'll talk about what that picture looks like. But here's a brief summary of the findings of this autopsy report on a supposed insectoid worker from the insectoid supposed race. Autopsy report describes an insectoid worker species reaching a length of 2.5 meters when its lower limbs are extended. These species are most closely related to termites. Their cells are much larger than the cells of known animals. Their size can reach 100 micrometers. A portion of its tentacle apparatus, not used for upper limb formation, has evolved into organs for breathing and vocalization. It's also bipedal, meaning it walking on 2 feet. These creatures have developed exoskeletal structures, including limbs, due to climatic changes, facilitating locomotion and leading to increased brain development. Their blood system is advanced with specialized vessels and organs dedicated to efficient circulation and oxygenation, basically proto-lungs. This allowed them to adapt to lower oxygen environments underground and actually continue to grow in size. They don't have a waste disposal organ. Instead, they secrete waste through their skin, and that's why they have a terrible smell, which witnesses frequently report, which reminds me of that post of the geneticist from Reddit like a couple months back saying the same thing about what grays do to get rid of their waste. And then it goes on to say autopsy report contains much more specialized blah, 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 blah. So this was apparently a PhD, a doctor by the name of Edward Agon, PhD in biochemistry, analyzed all this and shit in the 80s. But the picture follows. And you want to describe what you see in that picture, boys?
You're talking about the picture that's like a drawing of the whole creature?
No. The head of the creature. The actual,
oh, the one that's like photos.
Head.
The photo.
Yeah, the photos of the head.
So
yeah.
It keeps saying that it's like smaller, that it seems smaller than it is. It's telling you to look at the fingers. Okay, what we're looking at, like, according to me, the head looks like a big, about the size of a grapefruit. Like they are saying that it looked, that it is the size of a human head, according to the document that we're looking at. But really what it looks like is kind of like some aluminum foil crinkled at the top with like something about as thick as an arm coming out of it. And at the end of that arm, all of this is like a dark green, like a Kelly green, like a Jaguar, like a car, like that color green. And then the head at the end, that is supposedly a head, has beady black eyes, about the size of a grapefruit. It's very round, like fully round, unlike our heads. It's like a baseball shape. And it has like maybe like some plates removed or some flesh removed from the front portion, perhaps. That or maybe that's the filter,
see, like,
that
mandibles, like two mandibles, like,
yeah, maybe they're talking, maybe that fleshy colored stuff maybe is some of the filter that vocalizes and stuff. I'm not sure. But it looks like that, and I can't say that I think it looks 100% convincing, but it definitely doesn't look cheaply faked.
Correct. Yeah, I think I agree with you on that. Jesse, how do you feel about the picture? What, your face looks, I would say, disgusted is appropriate.
Bogus as shit. I'm this entire thing is bogus.
Yeah. I am not. Yeah, go ahead.
There's some other photo. If you go up to the pinned tweet, there's other photos from this dude who, by the way, if you have a blue check mark next to your name, I already don't trust you as a valuable source of information. But the picture that he has, one of the pictures, the black and white photo, it looks like a fucking chicken head. I don't know what the hell this is. It looks like a chicken.
No, yeah, that they're showing those pictures are actually a picture of a chicken, and they're showing the wounds where they punctured to feed. So
this little tiny alien guy who looks like a little green trouble boy, barely 2 feet tall.
2.5 meters. I mean, how tall is that?
2.5 meters is like 7.5 feet tall.
So that's how tall it is. 2.5 meters, not 2.5.
This thing
feet.
Is 2.5 meters, yet tall. Its head is smaller than a hand.
Well, okay. The hand that's kind of doing a poking thing is above it. If you see the fingers on the left, you could, that barely poke, they're red circled. That is a more approximate.
It still doesn't look like a human head size to me.
I agree. It doesn't look the size of a human head to me either. However, we'll talk more as to maybe why that's the case.
All right. I'm just going to say Vlad the Alien already I don't trust as a source for information, just because 12 hours ago he was tweeting about how some dude, I'm not going to put his name out there, some dude was swiftly removed from the internet because he was telling the truth about what is actually happening with aliens. And when you go look at this guy's content, it's literally just like, yeah, the aliens are a cover so that when the rapture occurs, they can blame it on the aliens and they're trying to sacrifice our kids to demons. Yeah. So I don't trust a damn thing this dude says at all. Like, this is
shit that goes really high
shit.
On the UFO and aliens subreddit. It's crazy. So a little bit more about the insectoids is Edward speculated that these things originated roughly 200 million years ago and are most closely related to modern termites. And they were forced underground during the Permian extinction event and have been living there since as they are best now adapted to lower oxygen environments. Here's what we know about them. And here's where it gets even scarier. These insectoids are predators. Their primary food source is the fluid of warm-blooded animals. It provides them with necessary nutrients and iron. Becoming a predator allowed them to have a much larger brain size, same with our species. The mouth of a worker has two long fangs, which inject digestive fluid, as well as a powerful pumping mechanism for sucking out bodily fluids. Their stomachs can hold up to 20 liters of liquid, which is pre-digested and can be thrown up so insectoids from other castes can consume it. Yum. He speculates that this is where the vampire myth came from. This also would explain the chupacabra creature reported all over the world. So he's basically saying insectoids are the reason that these myths exist. Sound logical. Good. The author also speculates that this is not the main way they get their food for their society. These are the people, the wildlife that gets attacked and stuff are likely smaller hunting trips of worker castes. Higher castes have much more efficient and industrial food processing methods. All those cattle mutilations by UFOs are not for research or biomaterial gathering purposes. They are large-scale food processing operations, and this is also corroborated by abductees such as Ted Rice and others who witnessed large vats with human and animal body parts present in UFO ships. This could also explain missing persons cases. And they basically go on to say that these guys, the insectoids, they bioengineered the Greys and the Nordics so that they had more creatures that look closer to human to reach out and communicate with us through.
But they're
and
earth
that they
creatures?
Look at us more like wildlife.
Are they? Huh? But they're not earth creatures?
No, they are. The insectoids are earth creatures, and grays and Nordics are not from space. They're genetically created by the insectoids who have been here for 200 million years.
And they've just evolved from termites.
Essentially. Like, termites are the closest modern relative that we know of. And they developed proto lungs so that they could continue to grow in size.
So termites are like us,
yeah,
with chimps.
Now I think, yeah, Men in Black, don't kill the bug.
Huh. All right.
You convinced?
Yeah, 100%. Those guys are right. Real.
No,
that's
this
all
guy
I got. That's all
is
I got.
Cuckoo bananas. I'm not even going to like pretend like, well, you know, maybe. No, this dude, I'm just going through his Twitter profile. It's insane.
Guys, real.
It's insane.
He seems a straight shooter.
Yeah. All right, Jesse, you want to round us out of here?
Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about another UFO thing that may or may not be real.
Wow. Okay.
So in Norway, years ago, long time ago, in the 40s, in the town of Røros in Norway, a mysterious egg-shaped object apparently came down from the sky and descended into a nearby lake. And the tale is that, you know, for years, there was something in that lake. Well, recently, researchers investigating the story discovered something at the bottom of the lake.
Yep.
And so it apparently is 14 meters long and 3 meters wide. And no one knows what this thing could be. So now they have been getting dive crews to go find out where it is and what's going on there. It's an updated thing that has been happening over the last few days, and everyone's very excited about it. And as with all things like this, a TikTok exists where they're like, by the way, not government funded. This is a bunch of people deciding they're going to go do this. So there's a TikTok where it is a guy who's like, hey, we are out here and we're going to go get this ship potentially. It's about 70 feet down, it looks like. And we're going to go get more information. We're going to send people down. And hilariously, the TikTok promises a part two, and there hasn't been a part two. So take that as you will.
Yep.
But I thought it was super interesting.
Fair enough.
Late November
of last
year.
Maybe he's just working on it. You know, maybe he's just like getting it all together, making a nice big pre-production, right?
Yeah, maybe.
God, that's the worst. That's such a tease, dude.
Yep.
I swear, didn't I send you a link recently with something similar to that too? I don't know.
The problem is there's also another story
post.
Like this.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
It's about a lake in Norway where people are like, oh yeah, no, they dug up the flying saucer. And it's like, well, is this the same story or not? There's so much misinformation because a lot of it's made
wide,
up.
14 meters long, 3 meters wide. This is the same one. This is a update as of like 2-3 days ago, March 2nd. Following the story, it was broadcast on French and German TV channel Arte, or Art, A-R-T-E, which should lead to a documentary in a not-so-distant future. The research team should be able to learn more about the object in the summer of 2024.
Really?
The object measures 14 meters long, 3 meters wide, and is at the bottom of the Djupjalsen Lake. Weirdly, this spot is not far away from another interesting UFO hotspot in Norway, Hestdalen, and his lights. We'll talk about
those.
That. I know that one.
Yeah.
Which is 28 kilometers northwest of this lake. So this summer, they're going to be heading down there properly, and they're making a documentary of it, apparently. So there you go, Jesse. Actually, an update as of a few fucking days ago.
Crazy.
Thank you guys for supporting us here at patreon.com. That's our minisode for this week. We'll be back next week with yet another one of some weird news around the world. Thank you so much. We love you, and goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, my little Chilluminauts, and welcome.
Hello.
Ted Minnie said 172.
170 vibes.
170 vibes. Welcome to Patreon, where all your money gives us vibes. Boys, what do you have for us today?
I got something that was plaguing us during lockdown that is back in a big way in Wales.
I'm gonna close my tab real quick.
Let's just talk about this briefly. Craig Muir is a guy who lives in Hay-on-Wye Powys, Wales. I'm so sorry about anything that I pronounced incorrectly there. This was on Tuesday. He walked up Hay Bluff. He saw it looked like, quote, it had just been dropped down from space. It must be some sort of art installation. If you didn't know anything to look at it, you could have easily thought it had been dropped off by a UFO or something. He said it was in the middle of nowhere, no visible tracks. But he did see some footprints, but no tracks for the monolith itself. He says, I don't know if somebody else had seen it. I'll give you this link here to the article so you can it's from the New York Times, so you can check out the video that's about halfway down. He's a stonemason. He says it's 10 feet tall and a foot and a half wide at each point. He doesn't know how deep it is. It wasn't moving in the wind. He says it doesn't look like aluminum because it was too shiny. He said he's, quote, I'd say it was like a surgical steel because obviously whoever's done it doesn't want it to rust. He said it's very, very, very smooth, very shiny, very crisp edges. He says he has a lot of metal workers in his family, even though he's a stonemason. He didn't notice any signs of welding or anything like that. He said it was super neat, very perfect. He used the word perfect. He said, I thought it looked a bit bizarre and might be a scientific media. Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is Richard Haynes, who also saw it while running on Hay Bluff. He said, I thought it looked a bit bizarre. It might be a scientific media research thing collecting rainwater. But yeah, this is the first one in a while. There was a bunch that popped out in 2020, but they were not localized to America. There was one in Red Rock, in Utah, California, Romania, of all places, and Turkey. So who knows what the fuck? Who knows what the why? But the one thing that people are worried about with it is that it is inside Brecon Beacons National Park. So who knows how long it's going to stay there? According to the guy who saw it, he said, quote, I can't say how long it'll be there, to be honest. Knowing our national parks, they don't take lightly things being installed without their permission. What do you guys think this is? They look so fucking
even based
same.
On your description, I don't know.
You've seen this, right? Like, you see the picture?
Yes. Yes, I've seen the picture. Have you, Jesse? Have you seen it?
I'm looking at the, I mean, like, isn't this a thing that's happened before?
2020. Yeah. Yep, happened in 2020.
A couple times.
But I mean,
times.
Like, it's just an art
piece. It's like
stainless
piece, steel or
right?
something along the line.
Well, they appear mysteriously, so they could be art pieces, right? Like, I feel like they very well could be, but it's also very, like, you know, mysterious. Like, it could be anything. It could be somebody who believes something specific putting it there to make a message. It could be UFOs dropping it off. The only thing I wanted to point out, and this is something that, like, is weird, like, he said it was, like, a clean monolith. And maybe I'm wrong about this, but if you guys look at the New York Times article that I sent you, it's from March 12th. If you want to look it up, it's called A Perfect Monolith Appears in Wales, a headline that sounds like it was written by Donald Trump. If you look at it, it's like a huge picture of the monolith, and it's kind of like wet because it's like very moist out. But if you look along the edge of it, it looks kind of like maybe it could be just water. But like if you look like the edge where it like meets the grass, it looks almost like bumpy on the edges. Like maybe it isn't so cleanly welded as it seems. But I don't know. You know, like all I'm looking at is this little picture. There's not like even like really good video footage of it. Did you watch the footage of him? It's only like 20 seconds. It's about halfway down. He's like walking in his rain jacket, and you get a glimpse of it in the footage, but it's not.
Yeah.
It doesn't give you that great of a sense of it, and it's at quite a distance away. But it's literally in the middle of a very, very remote area.
I gotta imagine art, right? Like that's where my mind goes. It's like gotta be some art, metal workers. Like, you know, I had a buddy in high school who went on to do like metalworking art as his like full-time thing. He has whole on like art displays and shit. I would not be surprised if this is like a piece of art.
Yeah. I mean, it could be, but I just don't know. It's very interesting to me what's going
Look,
on.
I want to be aliens.
It's been a long time between them. And I wonder if this is the beginning of another set of them. And if, you know, the aliens are in the process of, becoming, known to the public, maybe this is part of it.
Was it put there recently or was it found recently?
We found don't recently know, by people who jog in the area often.
We don't know how long it's been there, but it's not been like very long unless people really didn't notice it. Though admittedly, it is a shiny thing that reflects the color of the sky. So who knows? Though, like you said, it's in a national park, so people would probably have noticed it and removed it. The real test will be like last time.
Will we see more pop-up?
Yeah, I'm interested to see because it's in a place that I wouldn't put it if I was an artist because it's going to get removed.
Yeah. Jesse, why don't you take it from here?
So I wanted to take us back as well. Weird today.
Oh, okay, okay.
Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh, baby.
You what?
So
love it.
At the very end of last month, beginning of this month, a body was discovered on Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh, fuck. How did I not know about this?
This apparently, I'll just read you what the headline says or the story says. In March 2024, breaking news was released by the sheriff's office that a deceased body was found on February 29th near the Skinwalker Ranch. They located it, nearby, but it doesn't appear to be suspicious or anything. However, there's been a lot of talk about this phenomenon, which I believe we talked about at the time. Skinwalker Ranch was like, if you're near there, if you're around it, you get hit by dizzy spells and headaches and hospital visits and things occur. People who just visit, right? And so,
that's so weird.
People walking nearby or people being around there, maybe it affected them as well. They aren't releasing what exactly killed this person, but people were already suspecting that what is it called? It's the creature that lives there. The Pope Lick monster that is nearby.
Oh, okay.
And so they're saying it could be that Pope Lick got him. Again, it's probably just a person died because people die all the time. But it's so very close to Skinwalker Ranch that people are like, maybe something's going on there.
There's something wrong about that place. I don't know what it is. Like, it very well could just be like some fucking company dumped some shit there a long time ago and it just fucked everything up. I don't know. But something is fucked up about that place.
Yeah. It's a weird place. Whether it's like, you know, like geomagnetic shit. Because like high EMF, high electromagnetic fields, like literally give people headaches and cause you to hallucinate and shit. So like,
sure,
if that's happening there in a natural way for some reason, I mean,
I'd love to track the nature of the strange stuff that happens there along like with the added consideration of who owned it when and who was there when. And I'd love to see if the phenomena like is consistent among all owners or not, because if it is, that would be very interesting to me because that would do a lot to dispel the sort of like money angle, you know, like the tourist destination angle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know what's causing it, but you guys see, this is my article, but we all like another weird thing this week that happened like 2 days ago. The fucking Boeing guy, whistleblower, fucking found
I was
dead.
Waiting for you to bring this up because I felt like this was going to be your thing, so I didn't say it.
God, man, like, that's just, I don't know what to say about it. Like, I don't know what more to say other than the day before he was supposed to testify, he was found dead by self-inflicted wound, according to the autopsy report.
There's not a lot of info about it, but, I mean, it just doesn't look great.
No.
It should be very, very strange. Look into, but another, if we're talking about things that are mysterious that are going on, the reason that I chose the monolith in Wales is because I ignored the other huge mystery in the United Kingdom, thinking that somebody here was going to bring it up, and I just got to cover it real quick if that's the case. Is that okay?
What is it? I'm curious.
Dude, where the fuck is Kate Middleton?
Oh yeah, my God. That's a good one too.
Yeah, there's, man, a lot that's talk wild.
About this. So can we talk about this for a second?
So like what I heard, the thing that I've seen like right now the most is that she left him because he was in an affair with somebody that he was caught with 3 months ago.
Yes.
And Chumley. Said it was nothing. Yes. The Chumley person. Exactly that person. Yeah.
Let me give you a quick timeline of what has gone down so far. And then you tell me what you think. Okay. Cause this is like Variety. So they're not going to speculate too far from like stuff that's pretty supported by facts. Right. Because they don't want to get in trouble. Right. So let's say December 25th, the last time anybody saw Kate Middleton, she was in public on Christmas Day. She went to the church at Sandringham Estate. Prince William was there. Their kids were there. She was wearing a blue coat and a hat. Variety describes it as jaunty. She looked good. January 16th, 2 weeks later, she underwent something that was, quote, a planned abdominal surgery in a private hospital in London. Kensington Palace would not say anything about it till the next day. Don't know why. Maybe because they were unsure what was going to happen. The next day, in two separate statements, the palace officials announced Kate successfully underwent abdominal surgery and would remain in the hospital for 2 weeks before going home. And they said that she was unlikely to return to public duties till after Easter, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's weird.
Then in a separate communication, we find out King Charles was going under, is having a prostate exam for his enlarged prostate. And so it's weird because Kate's totally like secretive about her surgery, even if it's not something crazy. And Charles, who's having a prostate exam, which is, you know, typically for the King of England, you know, a fairly invasive, embarrassing sort of thing to like be public. They just said it out loud. So who knows? But so nobody knows what it is. Like maybe she's got a colostomy, so she has a colostomy bag, so she can't be seen, or she has a hysterectomy or whatever. But a lot of people think she's dead, right, at this point, because they haven't seen her for so long.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, that's what people are going to jump to, too, of course. And especially with the Photoshop photo and all that shit, of course.
Yeah, we'll get there. But before that, this is – okay, that was on January 17th where those press releases came out. On the 28th, we have Concha Calleja, who said that – she's a news anchor from Spain, who says Kate is – she had a rumor that on the show Fiesta, she said she was in an induced coma and that she was hospitalized on the 28th and a decision was made to operate. But Times of London says that Kensington came out extremely against this claim. On the 29th, apparently, Kate was discharged from the hospital and went home to Windsor. Okay. And then on the 6th of February, that's when we find out King Charles has cancer and Harry goes straight to London. And then he did 30 minutes with Charles and then he went home. And then in California, by the way. And then nobody knows what kind of cancer he has. It was discovered when he had a prostate exam. So who knows? Then we get the picture of Kate post-op on March 4th when TMZ puts out a picture where she's in the passenger seat with her mom and they're driving through Windsor. But it did not get published by the UK press because they, you know, ever since Diana died, are very like, just scared of publishing stuff like that right away. It's very grainy. Her neck is covered. And then this is the scene. If you want to look at this picture, I don't know if you can find it anywhere, but Kate Middleton, March 4th is what you should look for picture. And if you look under the car in that picture, you will see, I don't have it with me, but you will see that there's like an extra set of tires under the car. That's kind of strange that I guess could be explained by something else, but it looks almost like an AI mistake or a Photoshop edit. And if you zoom in on her face in the picture, it looks kind of perfect. It looks a little artificial to me. I don't know. I didn't look too far into this. They didn't find like the image that was Photoshopped in this case, I don't think, but it's just a strange photo. March 6th, Kate Middleton's uncle Gary Goldsmith is on Celebrity Big Brother. He's like kind of like a weird like attention whore kind of guy. He says he doesn't want to talk about that. He said she doesn't want to talk about that and that there's a kind of code of etiquette and that if it's announced, I'll give you an opinion. But he also says she's getting the best care in the world. She'll be back. Of course she will. And that was on the 4th or on the 6th. I'm sorry. And then on March 10th, Mario Day, 3 days ago, this is where the picture of Kate came out for Mother's Day with her kids. And it was said to be taken by William. And it was went around the whole world. And then immediately everybody was like, huh, that's a Photoshopped for sure. Look at this evidence of the Photoshop. And it's obvious. Like if you look at the pic, it's obvious. They even found like a magazine photo that like looks like it was the source image for the face. If you look up Mother's Day, Kate Middleton, you'll see that. And then AP, AFP, Reuters, and PA all put out a kill notice. Saying that it was a digitally manipulated photo. And then on the 11th, she puts out a text statement. Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everybody celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day. And then another blurry picture comes out. This one might be the one that I'm thinking of that has the weird tires. I can't remember which picture of her it was. It's either the March 4th one or the March 11th one. And then Andy Cohen is like asking John Oliver, where the fuck is she today? And or yesterday, I'm sorry. And Oliver says there's a non-zero chance she died 18 months ago and that they're weekend at Bernie's-ing this situation. But like, I don't know, man. There's a huge...
It's crazy regardless. Like,
there's a huge sector of the internet right now. I heard about this first from like our conspiracy, like the most, like the dregs of like rumors on the internet. Like some of the worst rumors on the internet are there. And I was surprised to see it making the rounds there so much. And then we get to this point and I'm shocked to see it like transfer over into mainstream media as the weeks go on. And it's just so fucking weird, man. I just do not know where the fuck Kate Middleton is. And I hope by the time you're listening to this in the future on the public thing that we have a good answer to this, because it is so fucking weird right now in March of 2024 trying to figure out where the fuck she is. It's creepy.
To me, the thing that makes the most sense is because, so for a while, just the British press were all about the younger brother and his marriage and like all that shit. And when the two of them were like, F it, we're out, we're moving to Canada, we're going to go live with people in LA, we're going to like, we don't want to be involved anymore because you guys are so mean to us.
We're
going to
go smoke weed.
Yeah. I think because they left, there wasn't really a punching bag. So then the punching bag now is the future king and his wife. And I think very similar to Charles back in like the 90s, it's the same thing where they're like, all right, last time we did that, it didn't end up too well. So I would wager it could be there's some home strife and Kate just doesn't want to be involved with shit. And so the British monarchy is like, look, we know what happens. We're not going to keep it on the low. We're going to deal with this problem on our own. We'll do this thing. And then eventually, I mean, it has to come out, right? Like something, we'll find something. She's not going to stay gone forever.
If she's fucking dead, they're not going to just keep pretending she's alive and not show pictures of her for a long time. Sure. I don't think. But the thing is, right?
I don't think she's dead. I think she just isn't.
No, I don't either.
I think she wants out.
I don't think she's dead either. I think what is a possible scenario, and this is something that I have no facts to back up. For real. It's all rumor from like journalists and stuff, but that William, according to Prince Harry in his book, is like quite volatile. Right. And if you found out that your husband was cheating and you blew up on your husband and then your husband beat the shit out of you and put you in a hospital for a long time and you might be in a coma, right? And, you know, the King of England is dying of cancer and the king is going to be Prince William, who's the next in line right now. And he doesn't have a wife. His wife died for a mysterious reason or is now hospitalized for a mysterious reason. They could simply be waiting to do something along the lines of like, today, March 15th, she's in a coma. But until then, she was recovering. Now she's in a coma. So now there's no way to connect the fact that he did something to her. You know, and I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying, like, I could see something like that being the case where, like, they're holding back the information because they want things to line up better for when William ascends.
Sure.
Awesome. And even if her life's not threatened or, you know, maybe he did something to her or, you know, Kelly... For example, my girlfriend, she's been following this all day. She said another likely thing could be just like maybe she had to have some kind of transplant, right? And when you have a transplant, there's drugs that you have to take that make you look kind of horrible from a shallow, you know, paparazzi media perspective. And maybe she just doesn't want to be seen. Same thing with the colostomy bag. There's just a lot of things that it could be. But the fact that they're saying nothing at all is extremely like strange. And I invite people to read the BuzzFeed article about it. I think it's a really interesting one because they...
It could also be a thing where she's overwhelmed by just stuff. And rather than admit that she needed time to just like, you know, get away from kids or get away from the limelight or whatever. It could be very simple or it could be truly awful. Like there's no answers. And that's where conspiracy breeds.
Yeah. And let me correct.
That's exactly correct.
Let me correct my recommendation. It's the BuzzFeed. It's the old BuzzFeed royal correspondent, Ellie Hall, who is writing an article for Neiman Lab called "It's Getting Weirder." BuzzFeed News's former royals reporter on Kate Middleton, Palace PR, and distrust in the media. So that's the actual name of that article. If you want to get a really like knowledgeable take on what's happening in the behavior of everybody, that's a really interesting one for that.
Sure.
Cool. Well, this is a little bit lighthearted following that up. Bigfoot watch, everybody. Want to look at a Bigfoot footprint?
Yeah.
All go right. on.
We'll end with this.
I always want to look at a Bigfoot footprint. Like, what are you talking about? You don't have to ask me.
Yeah, a shocked group of people co-steering stumbled upon a mysterious footprint, which they think could belong to a Bigfoot. A large footprint was near Maidencombe Path today, Saturday, March 2nd, with some questioning who it belongs to. The large footprint was found by a group of people with rock-solid co-steering in Torquay when they stumbled upon the perplexing sight. They said that although the path was muddy, these large footprints emerged from the nearby woods at Wacombe. Devon Live, which is the website we're using, by the way, was told by a member of the group that the footprints came from the woods, followed the coast path for roughly 20 meters before it veered off back into the woodland. The group who discovered the prints said they were all weirded out. Last bit to know is, quote, "The prints were big. I'm size 11 and they were half as big again. Clearly a bare foot. Every print was perfect like the one in the photo."
Man. Look, looking at
is there some grass there for like measurement? Maybe somebody can use the grass to.
I'm not going to debate the size. I'm like confident in the size.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at the picture, man, like I can even see the treads of the shoes. Like it looks like what they did was they just made an outline of a foot in the mud and took a picture of it because the inner part of the footprint doesn't go down. It like there's like a indentation around the foot into the sand that makes like a chalk outline of a body of a foot. But then
I devil's advocate what you're saying though?
Yeah,
sure. It's mud. It's mud, so as a foot lifts, there'd be a suction to it until they move the foot, and the middle part would be the part that gets risen up a little bit.
But to devil's advocate, the devil. That's not how any footprint looks. Like when you fucking take
because
a step,
that's a Bigfoot footprint.
Yeah, but when you take a step, footprint. Even if I'm wearing a fucking steel-toed boot and I suck it out of the fucking ground, if I'm walking around with my big old galomphers, I got size 12 feet. If I put them in the ground and pull, it doesn't like leave the ground undisturbed except for a divot in the shape of my foot. You know?
How dare you?
Listen,
dare
as a Bigfoot guy, I dare you to go
take that up with Ziggy Austin. Who
I would
took
love to go to Devon. You know what? If somebody wants to go to Devon, contact me at patreon.com/IlluminatiPod and send me some tickets. I'll go out there and I'll look for, go co-steering. What is it?
Co-steering.
Whatever that is. I'm going to do that. I'll go do that. Co-steering for Bigfoot. Buy me a ticket. I'll go.
I'll go co-steering for Bigfoot. All right. I'll go with you. 100%. All right.
Siri, no.
All right. That's it for our mini-show. Thank you all so much for supporting us here at Patreon and being here while we talk about weird news. We love you. We'll see you next week. We appreciate you. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.